In recognition of the fact this week's show is coming from Liverpool,
hey,
with all its tradition, achievements and history in the world of sport, who's the panel's favourite sporting Mancunian?
Hey! Ian Stone.
Who's my favourite Mancunian? That's asking me. That's like asking me who my favourite war criminal is. anyway, it's Slobodan Milosevic, by the way. I'll have them. I like the name. Darren Campbell. I'm going for Darren Campbell. I like his attitude. I like the bolshiness.
Oh, Gary Gillespie.
Well, it couldn't be anybody from Manchester United, so I've gone for Ricky the Hitman Hatton. I think a good, you know, Sky Blue, good man, say, man. Good boxer.
They like it, Gary.
I think he's won that. You'd correct me on this. I think he's won every lightweight title that's going. Just unfortunate that in the last fight he took to drinking drugs and lost.
I'm going to go for a guy called Phil Martin, who after the riots in Moss Side all those years ago, he managed to acquire a burnt-out co-op. It cost him exactly £1, and he had £1 rent for 10 years. And inside this burnt-out co-op, he created a boxing camp called Champs Camp. And by the end of the 10 years, he had 4 British champions, and he had up to 200 or 300 people in there, but he also had incurable cancer. I'm telling you, I'm full of laughs this morning. And his funeral, which was inside the gym, was unbelievable. And he still lives on that as a legacy, the Phil Martin Centre. So if you're ever in Moss Side, you can see it. It's big letters, so you can drive fast and still see it. But Phil Martin Centre.